This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. During a rare primetime news conference at the White House, President Bush said he is convinced that Iraq's leader Saddam Hussein has no intention of disarming. The president said last night that he has not made a final decision on a U.S.-led invasion of Iraq, but he added he is prepared to invade with or without the backing of the United Nations. The president said the diplomatic effort at the U.N. is in its final stage. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president entered the East Room of the White House last night for his first news conference in 4 months, his first in prime time since October of 2001, and it quickly became clear that he would not depart from what he has said over and over in recent months, that Iraq poses a danger to the region and the world, that Saddam Hussein cannot be trusted, that he still hides stockpiles of biological weapons, and he continues to threaten the lives of scientists who talk to UN inspectors.
These are not the actions of a regime that is disarming. These are the actions of a regime engaged in a willful charade. These are the actions of a regime that systematically and deliberately is defying the world.
In all, the president used the word threat 23 times in reference to Saddam Hussein. When questioned by reporters about the debate now raging among members of the UN Security Council, Mr. Bush said that the UN will complete its debate within a matter of days. And despite the avowed opposition of France, Russia, China, and Germany, the president would not concede the defeat of the new resolution he's seeking to clear the way for war. He was asked whether he'll still push for a vote, even if he's unsure he has the votes to win.
No matter what the whip count is, we're calling for the vote. We want to see people stand up and say what their opinion is about Saddam Hussein and the utility of the United Nations Security Council. And so, you bet, it's time for people to show their cards, to let the world know where they stand when it comes to Saddam.
Then the president was asked if he worries that the U.S. might seem defiant of the U.N. if it goes ahead with military action without that organization's authorization.
The American people understand that when it comes to our security, if we need to act, we will act. And we really don't need United Nations approval to do so.
But the questions kept coming back to the same doubts about the military option. Why, the president was asked, does much of the world and a large percentage of the public across Europe think the president is wrong? Time and again, President Bush responded with great control and with the carefully calibrated language he's been using for months. He said war is his last choice, but the safety of America comes first, and that he has no doubts. He was asked specifically about strained relations between the U.S. and longtime allies France and Germany.
We have a disagreement over how best to deal with Saddam Hussein. I understand that. Having said that, they're still our friends, and we will deal with them as friends. We've got a lot of common interests. Our transatlantic relationships are very important.
Implicit in the president's discussion of Europe was the difference made by September 11, 2001. He referred to that day 8 times, recalling, quote, what enemies could do with just 4 airplanes, and accusing Iraq of financing both al-Qaeda and al-Qaeda-like organizations. When asked a question about estimated costs for a war in Iraq, he returned to the same theme.
If I thought we were safe from attack, I would be thinking differently. But I see a gathering threat. I mean, it's a true, real threat to America, and therefore we will deal with it. And at the appropriate time, Ed, we will ask for a supplemental, and that'll be the moment where you and others will be able to recognize what we think the dollar cost of a conflict will be.
A war in Iraq may also have a large human cost. The president said he prays every day for the safety of American troops and for innocent Iraqi lives as well. With his voice lowered, he said he prays for guidance and for peace. But again, he added what he called his lesson from September 11th, that his job is to protect American security. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.